Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello everyone, Jim Deering here, and welcome to Soul Chaser. Stories with a Purpose by Lauren Paul Decker, about how God shows himself and his grace in everyday things. Here's today's story, Lola's story. Lola is an incredible woman, one that just know has done a lot of living in her 50-some years. She has a merry laugh that comes readily, but it had to be fought for. You can tell. There are hints of sadness around the edges of her face that never disappear even when she smiles. Originally from the Deep South, she was orphaned and placed with a distant relative in a major New England city. She quickly grew accustomed to the realities of inner-city life. Drugs and gangs were nothing if not normal in her childhood, and by the time she turned 13, she had entered the world of the streets. She lost herself there, tossed from boyfriend to boyfriend, bouncing from party to party. She discovered life to be hard, even as a young teen. She was considered beautiful by all, her dark skin on her face framed by glorious black braids. Beauty can be a burden, she quickly learned. Once a week or so, she would find a seat in the back row of pews at St. Patrick's Cathedral, a giant stone edifice filled with dark hallways and wood-paneled rooms that glowed in the diffused light of their stained-glass windows. No one ever bothered her here, not even the kindly priest who always nodded his head in welcome. Here, she could think. She remembered her mama's stories of the generations of family that preceded her, especially of the true tales of her great-grandmother back in the 1800s. Lola's great-granny was an evangelist who traveled the southern states as a free woman, preaching the gospel under the tents of the open sky. There in St. Patrick's, in the glow of the colorful windowed patriarchs who looked down from on high, Lola would pray to the God her ancestors knew and loved. He seemed distant and beyond reach, but she prayed just the same. One day when she was 16, he answered. She had been hanging out in a recently abandoned house that friends had labeled a good place to party. For several days they stayed there, shooting drugs and stealing bread from a local bakery. By midweek, however, they were out of food, drugs, and money, and not wanting the party to end, the young man Lola currently considered her boyfriend announced that he was going out to get provisions. Everyone knew what this meant. He took a small handgun with him. An hour or so later, he returned, out of breath, with a load of cash and drugs. "I hit a dealer," he said in a frightened voice. "I didn't know he was dealing, but I sure scared him good, and I took all his junk off him. He was just a kid, man. I don't think he saw where I went. There's no way anyone will find us here." He sat down next to Lola and proceeded to get high. But something was wrong, she could tell. She could feel it in the atmosphere. She got up from her seat on the floor and went toward the filthy bathroom, instructing another girl not to take her spot while she was gone. As she closed the door behind her, she saw that the girl had ignored her admonition and had already taken her place next to her young man. A strong and foul odor filled the bathroom, and Lola quickly traced the source of the stench to the closet that was filled with old clothes. Running some water over her hands and onto her face, she tried to clear her head. Just then, a loud bang and a commotion of voices came from outside the tiny bathroom. She knew in an instant that they had been followed and found by the pillage dealer. Frantically, she looked for somewhere to hide. Her only option was the closet, so she dove in and covered herself with the filthy laundry. Gagging from the smell, she sat motionless, praying for her life. She heard a voice she knew to be her boyfriend begging for his life. Then she heard a scream, followed by the unmistakable sound of a shotgun blast. Then silence. Then another shot. Then the bathroom door creaked open on its hinges. "Look in the closet," someone said. Lola froze as the closet door opened. From where she hid, she could see the blue steel of the gun barrel. She closed her eyes tightly and prayed. Just as she expected to be discovered, a fit of coughing came into her ears. The man holding the shotgun squawked, "Man, that stuff smells terrible. Let's get out of here." Lola stayed until she heard nothing, and then came out of hiding. The house was empty except for two dead bodies. Her boyfriend was one, and next to him lay the girl who had taken her seat. "That could have been me," she cried as she fled from the house. She remembered praying in the closet, and as she ran home, she thought about the dead girl who had been in her place. Before she reached her house, she had decided that the rest of her life she would make a difference in young lives. If God had spared her, it must be for a reason. That was more than 30 years ago. Today, Lola is a prevention and intervention specialist, having helped hundreds of women to get off drugs and then to stay clean. She carries that ready smile wherever she goes. But yes, you can see the sadness is there too. I imagine her great-grandmother looked pretty much the same.
This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.